It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 11, Romans chapter 11, beginning to read with verse 9. So Romans chapter 11, verse 9. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to call us, our phone number is 217-847-2717. If you would like to visit our website, it's parkviewbiblechurch.org. That would be www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you'd like to send us an email, it would be parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. And so either would be just fine. And I hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. We are in Romans chapter 11, and we're going to begin reading with the 9th verse, Romans chapter 11, verse 9. And David said, "Let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always. I say then, have they stumbled that they shall fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall salvation is come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness?" We're going to end with the reading in verse 12 there. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer and begin this wonderful study today. Father, thank you that we can come into your house and come together and study your word. And it's just the same as we come with the radio. It's just like coming into the church because we're two or more gathered in your name. You promised to be there. And I know that when we come together and enjoy this study together, that your power and your strength is with us. And I thank and praise you, Father. And Father, the radio and the ministry that we have with the radio does not replace the home church, because I believe in the local church, Father. We need to come together and study your precious word together, and it's wonderful to have the church family. Purpose, Father, you know, is to bring folks to the Lord Jesus, to know your Son, the Lord Jesus, as their Savior, and then also to help them to grow, Father. And so please use it today as we have read this precious scripture that you have given Paul the direction, and you've controlled his hand as he has written this book for us to study. And so please that you would just guide and lead us, Father. And I just thank and praise you that you've given us the inspired word of God that we may enjoy it each and every day. And so please, just guide and lead us now, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. When we look at these scripture verses here, we find that in the ones that are a little bit above, it says, "According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day." That's such a sad, sad statement. But you see, because Israel has rejected the word of God, the scripture is so clear that whosoever will may come. God has taken the nation of Israel because they have rejected the truth, rejected the word of God, and he has set them aside. And when he set them aside, he's blinded their eyes. He's given them a spirit of slumber. The eyes that should not see, the ears that should not hear. The more they hear, the more they heard, the more they rejected. The more they hardened their heart. You see, when you reject, you harden your heart. And then at a point in time, then God hardens your heart. There's a point of no return. and you need to see that. You need to realize that there is a point of no return. And so I hope that you have not placed yourself to that level as you're listening to this. I hope that you have not rejected the Word of God. Because again, the more you reject it, when the call goes forward, the call comes to you, and you need to respond. You need to say, "Yes, Lord Jesus, I want to be saved." But if you say, "No, I don't want it," and each time, and I don't know how many times that God's going to call you, but I guarantee you He'll call you once. But if you reject that call, and He may call you many times, but if you reject those calls, every time that you reject them, your heart becomes more and more hardened to the point that God says, "That's it." Well, He did the same thing with the nation of Israel, because you see, they did not listen to His word. They begin to establish their own words, and isn't that exactly what's happened today to the church? The church is not following the word of God. The church is following their own doctrines and their own ways, and that's what happened to Israel. You need to come, and when I say the church, it's just a group of folks. It's not a body of believers, and that's what the church is. And so we use that word church kind of universally, and we shouldn't, because it is not the church. The church is a body of believers. Those that have come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, made that personal commitment to Christ, that is who we can call the church. And it's not a building. We are here a body of believers, those that have come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Is everyone here saved? Only God knows that. I know the heart, and I know many of them are saved, continue to get saved. Folks are coming to the Lord Jesus, and once you come by faith to Jesus, you're eternally saved. What a promise that the Word of God tells us. But please don't follow the nation of Israel. Many times through the Scriptures says, don't do as your fathers have done. Well, I can say the same thing to you. If your fathers you're in the same church that your parents were in, and the gospel is not preached, you do not hear the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. If you do not hear that, then please inquire to the pastor, why don't you preach the gospel? And if he says, "Well, you know, we just believe that God's a loving God and all are saved." Many don't even believe there's a hell. There is a hell, there is a heaven, and there's a decision that you need to make. And if for whatever reason your church or pastor doesn't agree with the Word of God, not with me, but with the Word of God, then I ask that you would leave and find a Bible-believing, soul-winning church and that proclaims the Word of God. And I'll be truthful with you, they're getting far fewer and fewer as we speak. But we know that the Lord's going to remain, going to hold a remnant, as He did with the nation of Israel. So you see, this hardening of the heart can be done today, and you can do it to your own heart, and then God will lock you out. He will say, "Enough. I have called you. My Son, the Lord Jesus, died on the cross for you. You need to come by faith to Him." And the Spirit of God is calling you, and you say no, then is when God shuts that door and there's no return. And so as we see here in this eighth verse and seventh verse even, I know that we review a lot, but it's so important that we review, because if you'll see that word election in verse 7, "Election hath obtained it, the rest were blinded. Those that come by faith, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And with God's foreknowledge, He knows who is going to be saved. And it's not because He picks, it's because He knows what your decision is going to be. He does not control it. You have a will, but you need to come by faith. But those that have chosen to come by faith, they have become the elect. And so they've obtained it. They've received this promise, this joy. But those that did not have been blinded. And then we got on to verse 8. God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that should not see, ears that should not hear unto this day. And then we come to verse 9, and it says, David said, let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always. Again, God did not do this to Israel until they did it to themselves. They rejected the gospel. They rejected the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, his virgin birth, and they rejected him because, you see, they were looking for a king, someone to come and take control and to rule and reign right here and now. He will rule and reign, but it will be another day, not today. Today he has come. That day was 2,000 years ago. Come in a very humble way, and he came to seek and to save those that are lost. That's what he come for. So please trust in him today. Follow after him today. If you refuse, you're going to fall into the same trap that Israel fell into. As we look at these verses of scripture, we find, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. And we have some verses of scripture here that David, out of Psalms. And so we're going to go back to the book of Psalms. And we're going to read from Psalms chapter 69. Psalm 69, verse 22 and 23. Psalm 69. Verse 22, let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually shake. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, for their good, now it's going to turn into a trap. You see what happens when we reject the Lord Jesus? We reject the Son of God. It goes from a time of mercy and joy and peace and all the wonderful gifts that God gives us to a place of torment. No peace, no joy. That's what happened to the nation of Israel. And we find it written here in the book of Psalms. Because the nation, it was foretold that they would reject. Now if we go back to verse 20 and 21 of Psalm 69. Reproach hath broken my heart. I am full of heaviness. I look for some to take pity, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Boy, that sounds a little familiar, doesn't it? You know, to read this Psalm 69, God has used David to give us such an insight into the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you wonder, let's go back to Psalms 69, same one, on to verse 9. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen unto me. Now, if you wonder if this is about Christ and this 69th Psalm. Let's go to John chapter 2, verse 17. John chapter 2, verse 17. And his disciples remembered that it is written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. How about Romans chapter 15, verse 3? For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. David was talking about the Lord Jesus. David was talking about the Lord Jesus. This study that we're enjoying here in Romans chapter 11 goes back and reminds us that all through the Old Testament, it was telling us about the Lord Jesus. And David said, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their back always. And then the comment comes in verse 11, and we'll come back to those verses so that you understand them. I say then, have they stumbled that they shall fall? And so the nation of Israel is a stumbling block. They have been put aside. That stumbling block has brought in the opened the door then for the Gentiles, because they have missed the Lord Jesus. What a sad, sad statement. They have lived now for 2,000 years, longer than that, but since Jesus has come, lived and died almost 2,000 years ago, they missed the Messiah, the Savior that all the Old Testament was speaking of, and they missed that. And so because of that, now the goodness of that message, that gift of salvation, because they have rejected it, is turned against them. And that's what this is talking about. It's turned against them. So the question is, have they stumbled that they should fall? In other words, is Israel going to go away? Are they going to be non-existent? You know, a lot of people believe that the New Testament church is Israel, and that's not true at all. God still has plans for the nation of Israel, and we'll find those during the tribulation period and the 1,000-year reign of Christ that is spoken of very clearly to us. And we need to understand that God is not done with the nation of Israel. He's going to call them again. He's going to give them a second chance. But all those that have lived since they have been set aside, rejected the Lord Jesus Christ when he was crucified and raised from the dead, when they rejected that, all those that have ever lived since then, because they have chosen to follow the Jewish ways and traditions and not followed after the Lord Jesus, some have, but few, and the bulk of them have all died and went to hell because they have rejected the Messiah that come 2,000 years ago. Many Gentiles have followed that suit. They have been caught up with laws and rules and regulations and went to church and followed the doctrines of that church faithfully, worked very, very hard. There's many religions out there that believe that it's by works. No, my friend, it's by grace. And so here the question comes, then, are they gone? Have they stumbled that they shall fall? And Paul says, God forbid. But rather, through the fall, salvation is come to the Gentiles. They have rejected. So it opened the door for us. It opened the door that we may hear the word of God, that we may know the Lord Jesus. You know, the Jews, they have caused their own ruin. They've trusted in the law of Moses. They've proved to be this has proved to be their spiritual ruin. The Jews' self-confidence, the Jews' self-righteousness, the Jews, they are self-satisfied. They want to do what they have always done. But by doing that, it has been to their own destruction. And it continued the same way with the church today. Many churches have left the Word of God as Abraham received the Word from God. Then we come up to Isaac, and then to Jacob. And then from Jacob, then we know that Jacob had 12 sons. And when they left the nation of the land of Egypt, and they traveled to Mount Sinai, God gave them there, spoke to Moses, and God gave them there the Ten Commandments, the law. He said, here's what you do. He gave them also the tabernacle. And when he gave them the tabernacle, then it wasn't only, here's the law, you keep it. And of course, that's what they said, give it to us and we'll keep it. Well, they can't. And so the law doesn't save. The law is perfect. But we can't. We're not perfect. And so we can't keep it. So it we're condemned. We die. We need a Savior. And that Savior was presented to them through the tabernacle. And it's a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus in the tabernacle. And we have discussed it off and on. If you have any questions, why, please, you know, let me know or call and we can give you the study, because it's a beautiful study about the tabernacle and how that it's a picture of the cross and the lavers, the washing of the Word, and the table of showbreads, the feeding of the Word. And you go on into the Holy of Holies, but not without the blood. Oh, what a picture. What a beautiful picture that we have. Well, you see, the nation of Israel had that. God gave them all the plans, told them all about it. They were to take that good news of salvation out to the lost and dying world, which was the not only to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles. But they didn't. And so God, when they rejected the Savior, when he came, many years later, when Jesus was born, lived and died, and rose from the dead, and they rejected him, then God says, okay, I'm going to give it right to the Gentiles. So he gave it to us. And so in trusting in the law, they missed it. And so many do the same thing today. But is that the end of them? No, it is not the end. And that's what we need to see. And so let's look at this here very quickly. And I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation has come to the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy. God wants them to come. This word jealousy means to stimulate alongside. God wanted to incite in Israel a desire for salvation, the salvation that they rejected. He said, okay, I'm going to take it away from you and I'm going to give it to the Gentiles. Not only was it to our great benefit that we received the grace of God and salvation, wonderful, but the tremendous thing here is that he was hoping that it would cause them to be jealous. And they would say, please, we've missed it. Please come. So jealousy here is to stimulate alongside. Let's read that 11th verse again. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation has come to the Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy, to stimulate them, to wake them up. Say, here, look at what the Gentiles have. And you see, any Israelite, any Jew can come by faith. God, when he set the nation aside, that special blessing that the nation received, it's been set aside. But individual Jews can be saved. If you're an Israelite, if you're a Jew, you can come by faith to Jesus right now. And the purpose that he gave it to us as Gentiles was to make you jealous, to wake you up and say, please, please. See what I've given to the Gentiles? See that wonderful gift of salvation that I've handed to them? Grace. Grace. I've given to them salvation. I've handed to them. If they'll just come as you needed to, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, it wasn't just given to all the Gentiles, and a lot of churches believe that in a called a universal salvation. No. You need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. But he wanted to stimulate, he wanted to awaken his people, Israel, that they would come. And so that's the purpose. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? It was to our benefit. This gift was given to us. If Israel would have done what they were supposed to do, we could come by faith to the Lord Jesus and be saved along with the nation of Israel. But we received a very special blessing, a very special gift, when God said, enough is enough. They have rejected me, meaning the nation of Israel. All the wisdom and all the light I have given them, and now they have rejected it once again. So I am going to give it to the Gentiles. I hope that that will awaken you. And it has for some. There's been some, of just a few, just a small remnant have come and have been saved and enjoyed that wonderful blessing. But they have been rejected by their families in many cases because they have crossed that line. Now, you may have to do the same thing in the Gentile world, in the church today, because you have been sitting there all of your life and your parents and your grandparents and your great-grandparents were members of that church, but the gospel is not presented. You need to do as the Jews. You need to leave the old doctrine and come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that's worthwhile that has come into the Gentile world has come through Israel. What a blessing. And so you see, when the time comes, God is going to really bless Israel as well. We have received a great blessing because of Israel. They have rejected God. God gave so much light and so many blessings to the nation of Israel. And then they turned their back on him. And so he turns and he gives it to us, to the Gentiles. But it's only because of the Jews that we have received this blessing. And there's going to be a time when that blessing then, those blessings, will be turned loose upon the nation of Israel as well. And it will be greater for them than it was for us. What a great promise. The problem is all these generations that have died and went to hell because they have stayed with the tradition of Israel, not with the Word of God, not with salvation that was so clearly spoken of all the way from Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, the first gospel presented. All this time, they had all the light. I mean, yes, it's not as bright as what we have now, but they received that same bright light that we received. The fullness. Jesus, born of a virgin, come, lived, died, and rose again. They have all that. They were there. They were witnesses. And yet they rejected it. And you may too today have rejected the precious gospel. Maybe it's never been preached to you, but you need to come by faith. How much more their fullness? How much more are they going to receive? Wonderful. Please, that you would trust in the Lord Jesus today. Understand that the nation of Israel's been set aside and we've had that door opened. Is that the end of Israel? No. No. They'll have an opportunity. God will bring them, collect them back together during the tribulation period, and then they'll come, many thousands will be saved, and then they'll come into the the millennial reign of Christ. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?